And in honour of marriage equality passing late last year, the Adelaide Fringe decided to celebrate with an opportunity of a lifetime for one lucky couple. The winners of the Love Wins competitions, Bree and Laurie, were married on Sunday and join us now. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks, team.
So tell us a little bit about the Love Wins competition and what was involved in it.
Yeah, so it was, we basically just had to put a video in, little 60-second video, just sort of explaining our story, which we did. And once that got through, there was a whole bunch of voting that happened. And we ended up winning and just won an amazing prize. So, yeah.
Now, being put on as part of the Fringe, Laurie, you're a performer and have been involved with the Fringe for some time. What was the significance of that for you?
Well, it was probably one of the first years that I've come up really financially on top. it was really good. It was probably the most us wedding I think there possibly could have been. It was fantastic, and then just to be able to have a whole bunch of our friends, you know, because you're performing for long enough, a lot of your friends are from all over the world, and everyone was here for it, which was fantastic, really special.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Now, Bree, you wouldn't be able to tell us the story of how the two of you met, would you?
Sure. I was living in Melbourne at the time, and got dragged out to this comedy gig that Laurie happened to be hosting. And she was playing pool with two other comics and they needed a fourth player. And I wowed them with my prowess.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed every single ball but the black one.
Yeah, didn't get a ball in the entire game. So she was awful, but then right at the last minute she just got the eight ball in and just mic dropped the cue, and that was love for me. And that's it. It was like, you sass other comics. Love her for life. Yeah.
Now, as a gay couple with marriage equality only really, you know, coming into effect late last year, when did really marriage become an option for you guys?
Well, we didn't think it was going to, like, because we this is all stuff that we'd shared on the video, so there's no sort of secrets. We've been trying for kids for a while and putting a lot of money into IVF and stuff. So we've been engaged for a couple years, but
there was no pressure.
She
proposed, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to have to happen for a while. This is great. I can go along with
this. Then it all happened. Yeah. But yeah, we didn't have any, you know, all of our focus and energy and stuff has been into that. So it wasn't until, you know, this sort of, it just came up on my feed on Facey that the competition was happening, and went, like, should we do it? Expecting Brie to be like, don't be silly. And she went, yeah, get on board. So we did. Otherwise, I don't think, we probably wouldn't have gotten married for another couple of years, realistically. And it definitely wouldn't have been that amazing.
We're speaking with Bree and Laurie about their wedding, which was part of the Adelaide Fringe's Love Wins competition. Now, did you have any sense or idea of what your ideal wedding was going to be like before this competition?
It was pretty similar. Yeah, I think we had big plans of food trucks doing. we were aiming high, guys.
That's the first thing. What's the food? A whole range of food trucks.
Because we got Nola did a lot of the food catering at this, and it was fantastic, and we did. It was sort of a bit fringy whenever we sort of spoke about the wedding, and that's where we've sort of ended up now.
Now, can you give us a few juicy details from the day?
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to know? What do you want to know, mate?
How
personal are you wanting to get here? It's not even 8 in the morning, mate.
What about the ceremony? Tell us a bit about what the ceremony ended up looking like.
It was good. It was on. Chime in anytime, babe. It was on. It was on Rymal Park Island, and we both, you know how there's two bridges that come over, so we both had our bridesmaids and then our fathers walk us over the bridge, and then we met in the middle as equals, which was...
Because we're that gay.
Yeah, and it went really well. There was a bit of hair that kept sort of blowing in my face, so at one point we just stopped and swapped sides. That was quite nice.
Fixing it about 3 or 4 times, and then it kept blowing back in my face, and I was like, well, just, yeah.
Yeah, it was fine when it was upsetting me, but when it started upsetting Bree as well, we had to fix it.
I'm the one that will lose my shit quickly.
Yeah. Yep.
And what about the lead up to the wedding? How much time did you guys have to really plan it after winning the competition?
A month.
Wow.
Yeah. We had a month and Fringe Festival, which I was working. I had to cancel my my final night because it was a bit busy. It was my wedding. So
that's understandable, I guess.
So, yeah, it was pretty mental, wasn't it, babe?
Yeah. Bit hectic.
Now, yeah. You have a honeymoon coming up?
Yes. We won an amazing honeymoon. That was a part of the package at KI. So they've given us like Sea Link travel. What was the name of the place?
Lifetime.
Yes.
Lifetime
private retreats. It's been on like Getaway and stuff. It looks out over this amazing cliff top. Wow. Two nights there. So we're very much looking forward to that. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. And when do you head off to KI?
Oh, not for a while yet. Because we only had a month. We haven't really had time to sort of free up our calendars.
It was actually quite hard just getting time off work to get married.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah. I just need a few days.
Nurse. So.
Right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
People might die because you're trying to get married.
How dare you?
Just trying to enjoy some happy moments, guys. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
It's great. It's a very good story, and it's wonderful to have you both in the studio. So thanks for coming in this morning, too.
Thank you very much, boys.
So recently married Bree and Laurie, speaking about their experience winning the Love Wins competition, which allowed them to have a wedding party thrown by the Adelaide Fringe and a honeymoon thrown in the well at some point in the future.
Yeah.